Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. I was at the Rosamond Gifford Zoo in Syracuse, New York the other day, and I saw a fascinating exhibit. Crawling up and down the glass of a large saltwater tank was a Pacific octopus named Ophelia. Octopuses. Yes, octopuses is the correct plural, not octopi, although octopi is often used. Octopuses have a soft, fleshy body that can squeeze into small spaces. They have eight arms covered with hundreds of suckers. The head has a beak like a parrot that enables an octopus to crush the shells of crabs and mollusks on which they feed. They have three hearts, and the blood has hemocyanin, a copper-rich pigment that's even better than our hemoglobin in transporting oxygen at low temperatures and low oxygen levels. Octopuses have excellent vision. They have camera-type eyes, like ours, with a lens and light-sensitive cells. They have a large brain and are very intelligent. They can actually learn to solve puzzles and mazes and use tools. Octopuses are considered by many to be the most intelligent invertebrates. A male can mate with several females, but the female mates only once in her lifetime. The female lays many thousands of eggs and nurtures them until they hatch. She doesn't eat at the time. Males die soon after mating, and females die from starvation after the eggs are hatched. Typically, an octopus can live up to 5 years. An amazing feature of octopuses is their ability to change color and texture to match their background and thus camouflage themselves and avoid predators. If attacked, they can shoot out a smoke screen of an inky substance. Kids love to watch Ophelia at the zoo, and so do I. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio Wednesday evenings at 8:35 p.m. right here on WAER.